is a dating type video. And I know this might sound a little stupid or something, but I am not stupid. And what it would take for a guy to be my perfect guy, perfect boyfriend. It has to be nice, smart, cute, really sexy, hot, cute. And he has to be skinny. He can't be fat. And has to be white. Or he could be Chinese. Or he could be Asian. Or from Europe. Whatever. And I really don't like guys with red hair. And he has to be tall, can't be short. And he has to be funny, because a guy with hair is very cute. And he has to have manners. And also, he has to be a guy that doesn't want to talk about sex all the time. Most of the guys you see nowadays want to talk about sex, but I'm not into that, so. And also, my perfect guy would have to just, like, be nice, kind, smart, respectful, and have a good heart. And he also has to be Christian. And he just has to be all of those things. And he also has to work out. Because I think guys with a little muscle is very sexy. And so that's what it would take for a guy to be my perfect guy.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to be the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
OMG.
Yes, yeah, freaks. Guess who's back? This guy, right here, Timothy James Henson, for a new week of Distorted View Shows. I don't know. Listen, I have to report some breaking news here. Some sad news coming out of Chardon, Ohio. A gunman, I like how I'm reading this news like it's breaking, but by the time you download it, this is going to be old. Everyone's going to know it. I just want to be relevant so badly. Not gonna happen. A gunman opened fire inside a high school cafeteria at the start of school today, wounding four students. You know what? This tells me a few things. One, they do not offer marksmanship classes. Two, as I've suspected for some time now, kids today just can't finish what they start. You wounded four students. Do you remember Columbine? The good old day, the golden age of school shootings. Those two fruitcakes would have been embarrassed to death if they, ended up not killing anyone. All this preparation, acquiring the guns, you know, getting the guns into the school, coming, you know, a whole plan of when and where this is all going to go down, and then you graze a couple kids' shoulders or something? Wounding kids. You could have done more damage if you just would have tripped a few kids on the stairs. At least they would have broken a few bones. Oh, this is just embarrassing. It really is. I can joke about this for a couple reasons. One, I'm from Northeast Ohio. It's like a Jewish person making Jew jokes. And so, there really is no logic to this. The fact that I'm from Northeast Ohio, I can make fun of school shootings up there. And the second thing is, a suspect was in custody. He is going to, charged, and I'm sure he'll be found guilty and sent to an ass-raping prison. So there you go. Our hearts and prayers are with the families of the whatever. All right. That's all you get. Let's talk about cat dildos. This, of course, is another Etsy disaster, for those of you who don't know, because we haven't talked about Etsy in a while. Etsy is this website where crafty people, and when I say crafty people, of course, I mean middle-aged women who have no friends or family. It's basically a website for broads who haven't gotten laid in a few years. So this website, Etsy, is for crafty people who make things and then they can sell their shit up on there, right? So, you know, paintings, sculptures, you know, just crafts. Crafts. I'll subscribe. I really don't know that many type of crafts. Crocheted shit, maybe. Whatever. At any rate, here is an Etsy listing, and this will explain what today's album artwork is all about. Cat toy penis. Weird funny cat toys. Catnip. Catnip mature. Each item is handmade, so please check the shop announcements to see the current turnaround shipping time frame. It's a wiener cat toy. Yes, it's a, It's got cock and balls, basically. What else is there to say? It's ridiculous. If you have a different color wang in mind, let me know. This is obviously like a Caucasian wang, made with certified 100% organic catnip. Free gift wrapping available. Yeah, I want my catnip cock to be wrapped for, you know, it's going to be a Mother's Day present. In May. Free gift wrapping available. Leave a note when checking out. It's $12 on Etsy. And if you want to check it out, the picture is today's album artwork, or you can go to distortedview.com. All right, moving on now. I've got some audio to share with you. First up, let's take a trip to the hospital where there's some teenager who broke his arm in a hockey tournament, right? They had to re-break his arm to put it back in place. So they gave him some drugs. Here is what he sounded like.
Oh my gosh. What a joke.
You never been to a frat party? Sounds like that kid. Like the nurses are working.
You funny guy.
I thought if you wanted just Krishna has got more than the workout for that.
Everything's in slow motion. Damn.
You know, the doctor and nurses are working on his arm. Bandaging it or something, working on the cast.
I sound like the Joker.
This reminds me of me when I was drunk. And you know who your real friends are when they tape you and at your worst. If you're Sideshow Freaks, you can look up this video. I went to a New Year's party and got trashed. And my friends actually had to drive me home and lay me down in bed and all that sort of stuff. And they're videotaping me. And this is pretty much what I sound like. The Sideshow exclusive.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
This goes on for 5 minutes and I want to hear every second of it.
It's almost done.
That's it, Tyler, we're all done.
Oh dang, she told you. Oh my, you're looking pretty.
You're pretty. Die the nurse is sexy. All right, I guess I'll fast forward a bit here.
Whoa, I think I'm coming back.
It's gonna be worth some good money.
Oh yeah.
I thought I could see my hair.
He's got very short hair. Things he can see it though.
Yes. What?
Let me fast forward some more here. This is the Joker.
Oh my, the lights went off.
Yeah.
Ah. Whoa. I don't know, I feel like I can control myself now.
You feeling okay now, buddy? Just take it easy now.
Yo!
Stay
tight. What's up?
What's up?
Hi! My voice sounds like a balloon filled with helium.
Okay, now I want to punch him in the face. It's enough now.
I feel like I can control myself, but I can't. Bugging me.
Okay, go for a sleep, bud. Take it easy.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, Tyler. You're a good boy. You're a good hockey player, man. You guys won tonight, eh? You guys won the game. It's okay, bud. Relax.
He's crying now.
Everything's good. Everything's good, bud.
Oh, what a pussy.
Relax.
Thank it.
Just keep your eyes closed.
Go to sleep. All right, do you want to hear some more kids crying? Here is a child being told they're on their way to Disney World. The horror!
Plane.
What? We're on an airplane.
They're in the car.
Want to tell them?
I don't want to go.
Oh, you want to go.
Oh, no, you don't.
Should we turn around?
Yes, go. And the
you better tell him.
Okay, you know where we're going?
What?
We're going to Mickey's house.
Disney World, 2 days.
This is it in 3, 2, 1.
We are.
No. Is he excited? His eyes are wide.
Okay.
Disney World.
We're going to Mickey's house.
Mickey, Goofy, Teacups, Epcot.
What ride do you want to hit first?
What?
No.
Oh my goodness. God.
Oh yeah.
Parker. Parker. We're going to Disney World.
No!
Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go to Disney World? Should we take the tickets back?
He doesn't
you don't
know
wanna
what
go?
He wants.
You don't want to go to Disney? All right, Dad, turn the car around.
Right. Oh, you just cannot win with kids. You have these fucking things, and they ruin your life for 18 years. You try to do something nice for them. Oh, let's go to Disney World. You're always watching that fucking Disney Channel, and Mickey and Donald and all that shit, and then he starts crying. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. All right, let's move. I'm sick of this. Grow up. Let's move on to something a little more mature. And when I say mature, of course, I'm talking about porn. Here is a girl with corn up the ass. A corn cob, I guess.
Ooh, that chicken ass is hungry.
Yeah, this is supposed to be like Southern redneck porn or something. You're going to be hungry. That's a chicken ass. I don't know what the hell she's talking about. The woman who has the corn in her ass looks like Big Bird. And that she has like a yellow wig on and a yellow top and a fluffy yellow skirt, but this, you know, you can definitely see her ass in the corn.
Ooh, that chicken ass is hungry.
Chicken ass.
Yeah.
This is a very specific fetish.
Do it not slow. That's a big corn cob up that ass.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
There could be a penis up there, and then, you know, it'd be like normal porn. And then what guys really care about seeing?
I love it. Oh, it looks so good.
Like, if you're a guy who's into weird insertions, you know, what's wrong with you? You need to get that fancy with sex.
Oh,
ooh, she's licking the corn cob that's sticking out of the other girl's ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big corn.
There you go.
Yeah.
You push that corn cob out. Oh, Julie. Oh, it's so slow. You're just pushing it all out.
There it goes.
Ooh.
Kaboom.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna put it back in.
I wonder how that feels.
Oh, yeah, take that whole fucking corn cob up that asshole. I'm licking that asshole.
Licking that corn cob ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a dirty fucking ass.
Yeah. That's not hot at all. You've got a dirty fucking ass. You're going to get some shit streaks all over that corn cob.
Push it gently. Oh, that pink asshole's so big and wide. Yeah. Oh.
And now she's sucking the corn cob that's still in the other girl's ass. She's deep throating it. All right, you get the idea. Enough. Let's just get into the crazy bizarre twisted up fucked up news right now. Guys, I love Distorted View. I hope you do, too. I love doing it, and I want to continue for a long, long time. But in order to do so, I need your help. I need a few good freaks to sign up for the sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. It is Distorted View's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of shows. Believe it or not, I've been doing this since December 2004. Nonstop, really. It's what I was born to do. It's my calling. I firmly believe that. God wants me right where I am. Sign up for the sideshow. Support the program. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Tomorrow I've got an extended show for you. Thursday we'll be doing an exclusive show. And I'll be doing some videos just for you sideshow freaks this week. So sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. And don't forget, if you want to purchase a real dildo, you know, if you're slumming it using a piece of corn to shove in your ass, you're doing it wrong. Go to adamandeve.com, use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. You'll get 50% off just about any item. And they've got tons of dildos and vibrators and lingerie and movies and blah, 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 blah. 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift plus free shipping. That's in addition to that 50% off discount. So that's half off. That's a huge deal at adamandeve.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First job, a whore has been electrocuted. Dun, dun, dun. A suspected commercial sex worker in her 20s was reportedly electrocuted on Monday at a client's place while hanging clothes on the laundry line outside. How great is this? You pay for a prostitute and she cleans your house? This is fantastic. The woman had been hired overnight on Sunday evening, but decided to wash her client's clothes the following morning. He must have paid her a lot. And as she was hanging the clothes on the laundry line, she was electrocuted. You know, look, most prostitutes are not that bright. It's easy to get laundry lines and electricity wires confused. All right, in a dramatic development, the deceased's relatives have reportedly refused to bury her, demanding payment of rura, or a bride price, first from the alleged client. Okay. An officer confirmed the incident, but referred further questions to the police spokesman, Inspector James Sabau. Where does this story take place? These names are ridiculous. Sabau could not comment, as he said he was in a meeting. I can't talk right now. The sex worker, Mati Nahoma, had reportedly spent the night at her client's place and decided to do laundry the following morning when tragedy struck. Reports gathered indicated that the laundry line could have come in contact with a live cable, resulting in her instant electrocution after she touched the line. Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority personnel who ferried the deceased body to the police station from where it was transferred to the Central Hospital for post-mortem blamed the death on an electrical fault. The troubled client said he was in a dilemma as the woman was only his regular girlfriend, insisting that the deceased family should press charges against the electricity company and not him, as he was not responsible for the death. So there you go. It's a big fight brewing in Zimbabwe. That's headline news over there. By the way, update on the school tragedy in Chardon. I guess there was another victim and now one is dead. So disregard everything I said at the beginning. Mission accomplished. I'm a monster. For the 8th birthday, most little girls could expect a new doll or a bike or some clothes or maybe a games console. Not Poppy Burge. If I was Poppy Burge, you know what I would want for my birthday? A new fucking name. All right, not Poppy Burge. When she wakes up to her special day next month, her mom Sarah will hand her $8,000 of vouchers to spend on plastic surgery. Look, the little girl's face is kind of busted up. She's not that pretty. And while Poppy is so young, her two front teeth have yet to come through. Sarah believes, well, you know, it's always the perfect time for veneers, right? Sarah believes it's perfectly okay to introduce her daughter to the world of Botox, facelifts, nose jobs, and boob jobs. Sarah, 51, who's already spent more than £250,000 on her own cosmetic procedures over the last 20 years, insists that the best gift she can give Poppy is the chance to be just like her. I'm investing in my child's future. I really want Poppy to be a stripper. No. I'm giving Poppy the freedom to do what she wants. That's what Poppy wants for her birthday. I think she is beautiful, and I don't think she needs anything done, but the reality of life is people don't think they look fine as they are. Right? It's empowering for her to be able to take charge of the way she wants to look. She'll be able to use the vouchers when she reaches 18. I hope she puts them in an interest-bearing account. I'm going to keep buying them for her for Christmas and birthdays, so she'll have about £120,000 worth. People are jealous of my success because I'm creative and fun. The plastic and a horrible mother. The plastic surgery sends them into a wild frenzy. Former nurse Sarah has more than 100 cosmetic procedures under her belt. She runs her own cosmetic surgery clinic. Oh, she can give herself a discount. And regularly holds Botox parties. Many will think her gift to be outrageous, and Poppy's birthday celebrations promise to be just as bizarre. Sarah, who has three girls by three different fathers, men find it hard to keep up with me, she says, is throwing a lavish party costing £25,000. She and her husband, Anthony, an aluminum dealer, have hired a huge marquee for their garden, which will be decked out in barn dance style. And before the party even begins, Poppy will be taken on a procession through the local village in a horse and carriage. I've got to stop. This is horrible. There's a photo of her. Now I'm debating on what I should make today's album artwork. I've got the cat penis, and now this story of mother and daughter looking whorish. This is like, I think it's supposed to be like Marilyn Monroe. Yes, Sarah and Poppy dressed up as Marilyn Monroe. Hold on, let me save that. I think I can do two album artworks, you know, side by side on the iTunes thing. All right, let me save that image, and then we've got to move on to the final story. Final story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me. It certainly is. Dateline, Vero Beach, Florida. Detective said a 22-year-old felon is responsible for a couple of thefts, including one involving a goat he stole and promptly killed to sell for meat. That's fucking... Why would you do that? There's so much good shit you can steal. Go into someone's house, steal their PlayStation or Xbox or something, computers, other consumer electronics. Why would you fucking steal a goat? Then kill it and have to sell it for meat. It's too involved. Andrew Allen Brown was charged with 3 counts of grand theft, 3 counts of dealing in stolen property, possession of ammunition by a convicted felon, burglary, and some other misdemeanor drug charges. Earlier this month, Brown went onto an unspecified property, removed the goat from a cage, shot it, and then attempted to sell the meat. The owner of the animal told Indian River County Chiefs, I was trying to say sheep and sheriff at the same time. Sheep. Indian River County Sheriff's Detective, it was a 4-H ribbon-winning goat. They've got the best meat. Fucking goat meat. Items stolen and other thefts include some electronics and jewelry. There, that good burglar. Brown remain at the Indian River County Jail Friday in lieu of $77,000 bail. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hang on. All right, freaks. Speak to me all.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt in Kansas. And on Friday's show, you played The Booty Don't Stop. And that is by the Ypsilanti All-Stars. And it is very, very close to my heart. Because Found Magazine used to distribute a CD of all of that kid's stuff. It's like 30 songs on it. And they're all the same way. They're like about a minute long. And it's just booty, booty, booty.
Yes.
Over and over again.
It was fantastic. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. Fudge, remember Keenie?
Hi, Keenie.
2 days in a row for the first time in a long time.
That's okay.
Anyway, I was
You're
at
allowed.
A local Blockbuster, and they're apparently going out of business, and all the DVDs were on sale for like $2.
Yeah.
So I saw an Inuyasha movie, and I bought it, and I'm going to be sending it to you soon.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's funny you mentioned that. I've been going to Blockbuster a lot recently. And, yeah, their Blu-rays are down to, like, $4.99. It's an incredible deal.
I'm going to surprise you, but I figured if you just get a package from one of your freaks, you might be a little hesitant to open it.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I love it. I haven't been watching it recently because they took it off of On Demand for some reason. All right. Thank you very much.
You go, Timmy Boo, Haley's Comet calling up with two quick Distorted View updates. Number one, a while back you played some audio of the people wailing and bemoaning the death of the president for life of North Korea.
Yeah.
And turns out that North Korea has actually started rounding up and imprisoning a number of the people that they felt were not moaning enough.
Really?
So it was over the top by design because the people were doing everything they could to look as miserable as possible.
That is
because
funny.
Because if they didn't look miserable enough, they would end up in a forced work camp or dead, which is what's happening to them.
Wow.
The second update is about the, you mentioned the pink goo used to make chicken nuggets.
Yes.
Basically meat glue type substance. While it's used in a lot of fast food products, is not actually used in chicken nuggets anymore. McDonald's has come out with a statement saying that while they used to do that, they have subsequently switched to using all white meat, separated chicken. The meat is spun off with a centrifuge, and the rest, the parts that they don't use, are what ends up in that pink goo. But McDonald's chicken nuggets are actually made from white meat that's been pressed into a mold.
Well, I've also heard, I was watching The Doctors today. I don't know why. I just happened to be walking past the TV. And they were talking about pink slime, which is like the unused parts of like ground beef, right? Or something. And there's something to do with that. They turn it into like a pink slime. They like douse it or soak it in chlorine or something. I don't know. I didn't really pay close attention to it, but there is something called pink slime.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
And you're probably eating that when you have a burger.
I just remember Dragnov here. You know how you said that after you threw up eating those noodles, you just don't want to eat them ever again?
Yeah, those Japanese pan noodles.
And how when you were a kid, you ate eggs and you threw up afterwards?
Yeah.
The reason why you don't want to eat those foods anymore is because of something called an acquired taste aversion. It's like a genetic throwback from when we were monkeys living in the forest.
Uh-huh.
If the monkey ate something that made it sick and it threw up and it lived.
Oh.
It learned pretty much not to eat that same thing again, so that way if it was poison or...
It couldn't just use its mind and say, wow, that thing made me sick, so maybe I shouldn't eat that again. You actually have to have some sort of, like, physical reaction. Like, oh, no, get it away from me. We're so dumb.
Hey, Tim, Donut Sean here. Hey, about 7 or 8 years ago, I was doing a job in downtown Providence.
Were you?
And,
I don't believe that for a second. You're a liar.
One of these campaigns, and, they set up a blow-up mattress on the sidewalk right in Kennedy Plaza in downtown Providence.
Okay.
And they were in their underwear, laying on the mattress, making out on there. The big sign is, vegans make better lovers.
Yeah, right, sure.
It was, the cops were there, and the whole crowd, this big black girl.
Vegans are the same type of people that, you know, won't use deodorant or something. It's got aluminum in it!
She's like... Why would I want to be a skinny bitch like that?
They like to smell earthy.
Who would want to have sex with me then?
Patchouli and and sweat. All right, thank you very much, Tone Up Sean. Thank you, everyone. I think I cut off just about everyone on the voicemail segment. I apologize. I'm an asshole. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. If you're emailing for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GUY.
Everything is slow motion.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Pressing fleshy globes, sliding between firm, round breasts, fuck your cock with my tits.